guys, you're tuned into
the Diamond Crew Podcast,
brought to you by
Diamond Sound Productions,
and we are the Diamond Crew.
Overheats for no reason.
You probably overheated a few times, left it in the sun.
Mm-hmm. When I was shooting, yeah, outside on the front lawn.
That Texas sun, boy, it burned different.
They don't want to act right. I'm gonna need that new iPhone 13.
I don't know if I'm gonna get it for you. You can get it for yourself, but I think that I want to be the only one with it.
Ooh.
Looks like you're the only one in this family with an iPhone 12 Pro Max.
But I tried to get you the iPhone 12 Pro Max.
And I waited till this time.
What did you do?
Right now.
You fought like I was the resistance.
To get an iPhone 13. I didn't fight. Mm-hmm. I just knew what I wanted.
I said, babe, let me do the order for you and everything. And what you said?
Nah, I'm good. Because I'm like, I'm going to get that iPhone 13 Pro Max.
So I guess we get in the iPhone 13 Pro Max.
The thing is, I don't know the exact date of when they come out. If somebody know, they can definitely leave a comment wherever, because you know you can leave a comment. Mm-hmm. And let me know the exact date of the iPhone 13. I'm not going to be like lined up for it. Like, you know, I'm going to wait until the second ones drop. I don't want the first ones.
That's funny.
Yeah, I know how to get phones. I ain't getting them first round.
What?
You getting the first round of phones? Maybe it's going to be glitched out. Ain't going to have the kinks worked out. I'm going to wait till the second round of phones come out.
I'm cracking up. Hey, guys.
Welcome, welcome, welcome.
Y'all tuned in to the Diamond Crew Podcast. Welcome and we back. Talking about the iPhone 13. Are you going to get it? Or nah, you gonna pass?
I'm gonna get it. I will be getting mine. I wanna know what's the difference.
You took so long that I think I've exceeded my jump or next on this new phone. So I think I'm ready to do the next again. That's how long you took. Ain't that crazy?
I have an iPhone 11. Pro Max, and that baby be letting me know every day it's an 11. Hold on.
That's funny. You do be missing calls.
Missing calls, left
text
and right.
Text messages.
I'm about to change my number, too. New year, new me. New number. Funny. Y'all keep calling that
switched
same
up.
One.
Hold this.
Y'all keep calling that same one, though. You know, especially if you're calling me for some money. Yeah, call that other one.
Nah, wrong number.
I'm just playing.
Y'all wrong call, number.
But y'all can call Diamond Sound Production.
And
we can help you out with all your audio and visual and streaming needs.
Do you know the number to Diamond Sound Production?
Yes, absolutely.
No, you don't, but I do. It's 682-224-5093. Hit us up. Let us know what you need. We got you.
Yep. Don't be spamming us up. No, I'm just playing. I'm just playing. But definitely, look, if we can help you move forward in the direction, in any direction you want to go in, that's major. That's major for us. That's the one for us because we love to give back. We love to give, period, you know? Look, because it's rough out here, and information is power. Mm-hmm. You know, so if we can help y'all with some information and y'all can help us with some information, you know, let's connect. We always willing to connect, you know? So check out Diamond Sound Production. I got to plug us in every time. You know that.
And if you just want to go online, our website is www.diamond/sound/production.com for all your audio and visual needs.
And streaming needs.
Mm-hmm.
We can't forget that. We big streamers.
Oh, yeah.
We love to stream. So in if you 4K. Stream in 4K, yeah. So if y'all love to stream, check us out, man. And y'all don't have the proper equipment, you know, to make sure that you look great for your audience, hit us up. Because we can definitely help you out. We can definitely put you on game.
And go follow us, y'all, on all of our social media networks on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, Snap. Look us up.
Definitely. Definitely. Sub up if you can, too. Sub up on YouTube if you can. You know, this is a movement. You know, we trying to bring this to y'all every week. You know, so we definitely love for y'all to tune in as much as possible. We'll try to give out as much game as we can. You know, we'll try to give out as much free game as we can.
Mm-hmm.
You know? So definitely tune in to whatever we got going on. Especially this podcast. This podcast is special. I couldn't wait to get back to talk to y'all. That's just point blank. That's really what it was. I needed to talk to y'all. I'm like, man, we got to get back. We got to get back.
Yeah. But film school has been choking all of my time.
Let's talk about it. Let's talk about it.
I don't want to talk too much about it, y'all, because it's stressful. But well, your girl's still an A student.
She definitely is, and definitely one of the best. Yo, she got me all over Full Sail. Like, I feel so good about the process.
He's the higher help. He is the muse.
I'm everything. And you know, I'll be sitting there, you know, sometimes, I mean, look, it's not all peaches and cream. We got to work hard. It's
oh
a lot
my
of work.
God.
You know, it ain't all peaches and cream. But I tell you what, I enjoy doing what she does. I enjoy having that, you know, learning. Because look, let me tell y'all something. Let me tell y'all something. And this is big. Like, you know, I do a lot of streaming. I do a lot of videos. I do a lot of sports podcasts. And she come in there and she like, oh, you need my help? Of course I need her help, you know, because she just know she know more than me. But I be showing her, like, look, I know how to work this thing.
It still be a little fuzzy.
It'd be a little fuzzy.
That's
but
how
know...
you could tell when I wasn't involved, when I was too busy, because his be just a smidge fudgy. Fudgy. You hear me?
But it be fire, though.
It be a little fuzzy.
But the content did be there.
It does.
Everything be there. I just be trying to, you know, give it to the world as much as I can. You know, I be trying to put on. I be trying to let y'all know. I be trying to talk to y'all as much as I can. And I'm getting so much great feedback, you know, from the team. I mean, from the group of people who already subbed up, you know, who already follow me on the daily. Like, man, I do this for y'all, man. I really do. Mm-hmm. Y'all come up to me and be like, hey, I really like your show, or I comment it, you know, or whatever. That's a lot for me, you know, yeah. So I definitely want to say shout out to y'all, because y'all definitely the reason why we're doing this.
Yes. Shout out to the people. Because I'm tired. And I just had some good news. I spoke to my brother, baby, down in New Orleans, and he is doing well because he's surviving, he said, basically. That's how he put it. But they still don't have no electricity. And New Orleans took a beating.
If y'all been living under a rock and y'all haven't heard about the hurricane that just came through and swooped, really just took the, you know, and you know what's crazy about that? That what? All these storms happened on the same date. Or Katrina was the same day 10 years ago?
16 years,
16
I think.
Years ago? Mm-hmm. Something like that. Yeah. But it's just crazy how these storms come and the city has built data, you know, that can help protect them, you know, from these storms that come so much.
Because New Orleans was ready, baby. You understand what I'm
them
saying?
The levees did not break. Not in New Orleans, right?
Correct. They as far as we know.
But they did knock over all the electric poles. They done knocked over everything.
Yes.
They don't have no electricity down there. So Hurricane Ida came through and really did some damage. Yo, I watched it on the news. I watched a roof just come detached from the house, you know, and just blow a house down. And like, it didn't hit the next house and stop. It blew over that house into, like, I think it was a gas station or something
like
that.
Yeah, it was like an X sign.
It was an X sign, then, or the X sign sign was just blowing all over the place. It was just mayhem down there, and I feel sorry, you know, for these people down there. So God bless them.
Yes, because I lived through Katrina at the Marriott on the 9th or the 13th floor, like downtown New Orleans. So that gut-wrenching feeling in my stomach the whole time the storm was hitting, it's just,
You know, being out here, I done been in some little weather. Not like that, but I definitely...
Since I took you out the north, you've definitely experienced some weather.
Some scary
ones.
Between
tornadoes and hurricanes.
But Katrina was a blessing and a curse. Like, it was like a gift and a curse, because without Katrina, then I would have never met you. And, you know, we would have never met each other. And then we wouldn't have this perfect life that we have now. Right?
I agree on everything you said, but that perfect. We ain't fake around here. That shit ain't perfect.
That's why I stuttered a little bit. You know, perfect. Are we definitely going out
but
there?
Yes, I agree. It was a blessing due to the fact that I met you.
And then we have some beautiful kids, and y'all know that.
Yes, and they swear they from New Orleans. In there,
not Raji. Raji thinks she got her Timberlands.
Oh my god,
her Timberlands. You give her some timber, some trees. She rocking them trees with tights. She rocking them trees with shorts. That's how you know somebody from Philly, because they got trees on in the dead summer. Like, bro, you really got on some trees in the summer? Yeah,
that's
what you talking
funny.
About? I got my trees on and my dicky.
That is that's talking so about? True. She is so Philadelphian.
So don't, you know, shout out to the hood, you know. But we definitely were talking about Hurricane Ida, and that was major. You know,
it just brought back memories of that day and the trauma. And I was speechless. I ain't even gonna lie through the whole thing. The kids was asking 1,000 questions and I'm just like,
and what was
we
like
made it out.
It was, well, this Ida was like, what, 134 mile an hour wind?
Yeah, it was bossing down there. I forgot the temperature, how fast the wind was, but I know it was crazy. It was over 100 when after it hit west of New Orleans.
Yeah.
It was crazy.
And y'all was so blessed back in Katrina, because y'all was able to, you know, like you said, be in a hotel, be up high, you know, because that's probably when that flood came in, that probably was like the best place to be. You know,
it was.
High. Like you said, when y'all walked down on that ground floor and y'all was just treading through water, like, that's crazy.
And when you look down the street, when you look down Canal Street, it was just nothing but water, like endless.
Crazy. Endless amount of water. So we have a lot of family. We have a lot of people who we love and we cherish out there in New Orleans. I'm glad a lot of the people, family got out, you know, and the ones that's still there, like Baby, shout out to you. You sitting there holding it down like a big dog. He like, bro, like, I could get through anything.
Yeah,
you
know? He really is like, so resilient.
He like, look, this is my home. I respect him for that. Definitely do. Because you already know, when we had our Texas crisis, you know, we stuck it out. We thugged it out. And, you know, with the, you know, support of, you know, family members, it definitely aided us along the way. But
it's rough.
It is.
It's rough. We done been through some storms.
We have been. We've been through some weather.
Oh, my.
Yeah. But we still dealing. Well, right now, we're dealing with that Texas heat. And I'm telling you right now, that heat just beat you down.
Y'all, it was so hot that the kids kept coming to me like, my, can you turn the temperature down? And I'm like, the temperature's already down.
It's not getting no cooler.
Yeah. Y'all should have turned the temperature down early in the morning and the house would have been cooler midday. But midday, it was too late to turn the temperature down. So they like, it's so hot. TJ like, it's so hot, I'm about to faint. I'm like, it's 70 degrees in here. It's not even that hot. And just sit down. Like, y'all wrestling and running through the house, and you like, it's hot. in Texas heat. And if you from Texas or you live in Texas or anywhere near Texas right now. Or west, then you know in the summertime when you in the crib midday until dinner time, it's hot. Yeah. You have to sit down so your room stays cool and you have to be chill. Like, you got to be chill. You can't be doing backflips through the house. Mm-mm. And coming to me like, oh, it's so hot in here. I'm sweating. Like, you was just wrestling and doing flips.
Exactly. And they acting like we ain't just see that. Like, we were just oblivious to the fact that y'all was WWE-ing
all through the kitchen.
Off the top turnbuckles with the fucking elbow. You know what I'm saying? Like, and then you come in there and talking about you hot. Well, I'm outside. With no AC.
Talk about it.
And I'm burnt up. I told y'all I'm like a rotisserie in the oven.
He looked like a chicken wing, y'all. He's like so high yellow.
And my arms be burnt. My arms be burnt because that's the only thing that's out. My arms, they burnt. And I'm sitting here like, I'm just sweating. Thinking like, man, I'm ready to cut these dreads off. I'm ready to cut my whole head off. It's so hot out here.
Yo.
It's like, and you ever been, it's so hot that it's just stagnant heat. Like, the heat just sit there on you, and it ain't moving. And if you get to moving, it beats you down a little more.
Y'all, when I called him, he was like, oh, babe.
I'm trying to tread through it.
I'm like, you all right? He like, I'm good. It's just so hot. And I'm like, damn, well, sit down. Like, get some water. He like, I did. I am. But it's
Essentia
just hot.
Essentia. Like, I'll be drinking
Essentia. You killing that box. You killing that box.
You know I love Essentia. I love it. They should. I really want them to sponsor me. If you sponsor me, I have a Essentia in my head. I have a Essentia in my hand all day.
You're funny.
Because they didn't even sound like that was about to come out.
I need Allegra to sponsor me. Because these damn Allegra 24-hour gel capsules.
Yes. Please.
That's all. This is the way of life for me right now.
And it's a way of life for me, my daughter. We all taking them now. Allegra, what's up? I walk around with that in my hand, too.
Y'all, in Texas.
I have Allegra and the goddamn Essentia. And that's my pop pill, smoke a blunt. Now I'm rejuvenated. You know what I'm saying?
It's so hot. That's so crazy that in Texas during this time of the year. It's miserable.
It is, yo. And then we so like fucked up because in the winter we'd be like, man, it's so cold. I can't wait till it get warm. And then in Texas heat be like, you want to get warm, huh? He'd be just waiting there like, you want to get warm, huh?
My season is the fall.
I love this fall.
That you know, it's my, it's especially my favorite here,
especially
season.
In Texas, in this area, it's nice. It's just it's beautiful out here, you know?
But I'm ready for the fall. I'm so over the heat. And I'm, you know, I'm sitting still. I'm working from home sometimes. But a lot of the times when, you know, I'm moving around, you move around for a hot 20 minutes, you sweating in your own house with the AC on.
Yep.
And now you got to take a second shower midday.
Yep.
Like, it be so hot in Texas.
Too damn hot. It was so hot today. They said the damn breaker blew. Like, he go check the breaker box. I go in there and the breaker, it's home. It's all you get.
That was your bougie-ass kid.
It got to be off.
It must be broken because it's so hot.
We got to pop the switch, Daddy. Just keep. Mama said, can you check it? And then you call me, can you check it? I'm like, yeah, I'll check it.
Because they asking me, and I'm like, I'm not going outside.
And that's a brand new machine. These machines is brand new. And
everything is brand new.
Can't even maintain.
That's how strong Texas heat is.
Yep. But we're going to move into the next. Topic. And this is one of my favorites. This is it's called Hood Olympics.
That's funny.
Hood Olympics. So we want to bring this to the forefront because we've been noticing a new challenge that's really taking over the streets. I love to watch it, but I also think that it's stupid.
I can't watch it, y'all.
And what people are doing, they're taking these crates and they are making steps out of the crates. And you have to go up the crates.
I just don't understand.
And down the crates. And I mean, even Stars is known because Blueface did it. Like, and he, I think Blueface did it. He did like a flip afterwards. Like, he almost fell. He like gained his balance. He did like a flip. And everybody was all hyped. You know, that, I mean, I think it was pretty lit. But what about the times when people are really wiping out? And they really eat in these crates for dinner.
Yeah, I only saw three videos. So after that third one, I was done. They had me. I said, I can't watch this shit no more. I'm good. I'm good.
Yo, I'm talking about these people.
They breaking their necks.
They breaking their necks. Oh, and like I told, like I said, one person died, I think. If my research is correct, that's I did insane. Research it. Somebody died. Because you know how, I'm talking about their necks be snapping. Their necks be snapping. Like that crate. Like, what if you hit that crate? You hit that thing on a corner. You catch one of them corners. Like, think about your the ground, a crate, and one of them corners. Instant gush. That's on your funny. Face. No, I'm not doing it.
No.
I don't care. You couldn't even nail them things to the ground, and I'm going to walk up
them. I'm good.
Yeah, you think I'm, like, I'm not doing it. So, I need everybody to come up with a little bit better challenges, you know, especially in the Hood Olympics. And then they got these smokers going up them and down them, and these smokers don't got no chance. And it's funny because, you know, really, you know, when you go to the hood, smokers is the only thing standing in the motherfucking hurricane, anything. They're the only thing standing on the corner, just up there, you know, and they can't even make it over the top.
I'm done.
You know, so you think I got a chance?
You're silly.
I ain't got no chance on the Hood Olympics. So I'd have been the dude in the hood taking with the video. I want to meet the person who thought of this. Where is the engineer? Where is the engineer who started the crate challenge that said, "Look, I'm gonna get 15 to 16 crates. I don't know how many crates it is, but that's just a number I'm guessing. And I'm gonna stack these babies up strategically." That's going to make people want to walk across it.
Somebody had too much time on their hand.
They did.
And yes, it's popular, but damn.
It's popular because it's funny.
But it's also dangerous.
Oh, very dangerous. You got to be a damn fool.
Yeah. I just choose not. Yeah. And I'm down with the shits. I'm down with the adventure. I'm down with a lot of craziness. I'm crazy. Everybody know. But damn, I'm not willing to risk my spine.
Yeah, like people don't even realize what that's going to do to your spine.
Ain't nobody got time for that.
So you telling
me? I'm good.
So you telling me you ain't doing that?
I ain't doing it.
What if somebody said they giving you $50,000?
I'm not doing that shit.
To get from this crate to the other crate.
Them crates better be real close, because if it ain't a hop and a skip, I'm not doing it.
They real close. But the thing is they stack strategically, okay? So when you get to that top crate, you're not going to fall. If you fall between those first few crates, then you off.
Bae.
But when you get to that top crate where it's stacked the highest, and you think about you just
Bae.
On this crate, and this, I mean, on this, the stack, 10 crates.
Bae.
Huh?
All this thighs and all this ass, I'm not balancing on no crate.
You can't.
I'm going to eat it. I can barely walk up steps.
That's what I was
going to say. The fuck?
You'll fall just walking straight.
I am too clumsy for stuff like that. Like, I'm good.
I wouldn't even let you do it. I walk across the crates. Goddamn.
Ooh.
I do a goddamn semi-salt across the goddamn crates.
Speak sexy to me.
I just said I'd do it. But if I eat it, you better be ready to take care of me. You better be ready to take care of me, because you know my neck going to be broke.
Oh, yes, it is.
Yeah. I'll be like, hey, you give me some.
We don't got time for that.
Man, I can't do not that.
I'm way too busy to be doing that. No.
Be on my own, huh?
You going to be on your own, and you know your kids.
So that's how people like, you know, my age. We got to think twice before we do stuff like that. We got kids to raise and a family to provide for. We ain't walking across no crates.
Nah.
Ain't enough crack. Ain't enough, you know, all these crazy drugs that's on the street. Ain't enough of that for me to do it.
No.
They're probably like, hey, that's probably how it started. I bet you I could tell you how I started.
It was crackhead?
It was a crackhead, and it was a drug dealer. And he said, I'm going to stack these crates up. If you get across these crates.
I'm done.
If you get across these crates, I'll give you whole 8 ball.
Mm.
Whole 8 ball. You get Damn. The whole 8 ball.
He did it for an 8 ball.
You get the whole 8 ball corner pocket. He like, what? Man, you're not going to walk across these crates. You're not going to walk across these crates.
God. No problem.
What else?
Fuck you mean?
And then he broke his fucking neck.
Never got that money or that 8 ball, huh?
You never get that 8 ball. You probably, I don't know. We'll have to see.
That's funny.
That's fun. That's a crazy scenario.
But it probably was some stuff like that.
Yeah, being in the hood. That's why it's called Hood Olympics.
Yeah, because you know you see crates at the grocery store in the hood.
Everywhere.
You see them everywhere.
They be out back. So somebody probably just pulled up to the local market and just grab the milk crates.
Correct.
Yeah.
Because people like us, we going to Michael's, you know, or Target and getting crates. That's what I do.
Yeah, we're going to get the expensive crates, the bougie crates.
They ain't got to be expensive or bougie, but they just got to be worth the damn.
And they're going to have some bougie shit in there. Okay? Ain't going to be no milk.
But nuts. That's where I'm going to get crates from. I'm not about to spend all that money buying crates to stack them for my big ass to walk across them, and they breaking because they going to break my fall.
They ain't going to break your
and
fall.
And I'm going to break too. Uh-huh. So who win?
Unless.
We both lose because we still ain't going to have no crates.
Unless you that chick with the
with them
me?
Heels.
Yeah.
And I got some Shoe Dazzle clear heels with the chunk. I got some. So but I'm not fucking with it. I'm okay. Good.
I was going to say, let's do it. Let's try it.
Nah, I'm good.
Let's go viral.
Nah.
Anything to go viral.
They, you know people will. Anything.
Man, I got to learn how to do it the other way.
I don't know if I'm risking my life for anything.
I mean, I risk my life every day getting up and leaving out this
house. Yeah, we're living the ultimate risk now.
All odds is against me. Used to be just...
Like, what?
Used to just be because I was black. Now it's COVID, is everything.
Yeah.
You know, I got a whole nother thing trying to take me out.
Yeah. So we don't have time for nothing else. Mm-mm. No adventures right now. Let's just put her there.
No
okay?
ma'am, no ham, no turkey.
But we're trying to get monetized. Ain't nobody got time for that.
Right?
You can't do nothing with your neck, bro.
Uh-uh. You had to get a whole new neck.
You can't make no money.
You can't even get up and you sleep different. You done for 2 weeks.
No, your neck is longer than 2 weeks. I wonder how long it takes to heal.
It ain't gonna never heal up because it's gonna rain. And you gonna be like, damn, my motherfucking
Let's
neck
ask
hurting.
Siri,
my neck hurting.
How long does it take to heal your neck?
What Siri say? Siri always got some bullshit to say.
Always. Always.
I'm surprised she didn't say, like, that's not nice. You know, or something like
she
that.
She always saying something. She be like, when I be cussing.
I'm going to tell you about me and my Siri. Me and my Siri don't even get along. We don't even have a good relationship. You know, I look at my wife's relationship with her Siri, and then I be like, damn, how you got such a good relationship with your Siri, and I can't even get them up to give me an address correctly. The closest McDonald's. He'd be like, what? Oh, because I got a man pause Siri voice.
Yeah.
Because I wanted to be different. Maybe that's what it is. But even when I had the girl voice, she ain't like me either.
You got to get the African.
Maybe. I love talking to my people.
That's who I have. But that's funny because your Siri is he's very uncooperative, but he listens to me.
No, he don't listen to you.
He
don't listen to nobody.
Well, sometimes he listen to me, but yes, you right. My girl on point.
She just know everything.
Every device.
I got her trained. Like what?
I do got her trained. You have to train your Siri. Everybody knows that, Ty.
I know that, but I don't have time to sit here and be like, look, sit down, Siri. Go over there in the corner. Siri.
She's not a fucking dog. Like, she's there to help you. Like, train her and to tell her, like, hey, Siri, add this to my calendar. And block my time out for this time, Siri. Hey, send Stinker a message, Siri. You know, remind me to get this from the grocery store, Siri. She's trained to add stuff to my Walmart pickup.
Well, I just got to go in there and do it by hand.
It's that take too long that's when you're doing 15 billion things.
When I get the iPhone 13, I promise that's the Siri that's going to be her. Me and her, I'm going to tell you know what I mean? I'm going to get the girl. We're going to be on the same level. She's going to understand me and I'm going to understand her. Maybe if I give me a hood Siri.
Maybe I talk to the hood Siri. Have they came out with a hood Siri voice yet?
I don't know. I'm about to be the first hood Siri voice.
I'm cracking up. But my Siri said that it takes a few days or weeks, just depending on the intensity of the tear or the muscle strain. So it just depends how long. So you could be out from days to weeks.
No, but these motherfuckers is hitting these things and they doing like the, you ever, what's that, the ridiculousness, what do you call that thing? When their legs come back, I'm talking about they hitting it and doing 45 degrees.
Oh, I can't. My back hurt just thinking about it.
My back is killing me. Thinking about that. You know what I'm saying? Like, what's going on? But
what did you see this?
What's that?
Breaking news.
Breaking news.
The World Health Organization is monitoring a new coronavirus strand variant called Mu. M-U.
Coming out like Jordans.
It has a mutation.
They're coming out like Jordans.
That has the potential to invade immunity provided by a previous COVID-19 infection or vaccination. The WHO said the new variant was first identified in Colombia, but it has since been confirmed in at least 39 countries, according to the agency.
The new strand is out. The new strand is coming. We got the Delta. What's the next one?
I don't know, but stay safe out there, y'all. That's why I'm living in a bubble.
I'm starting to think that they just creating these things in a lab. And just,
it seemed like it, don't like, it?
This is the retro Mu.
Like, damn.
You want to have this one. This is the new one on the street, you know?
I'm sick of them.
You know what I'm saying? Like, what do we do? What's the next? We're going to have another booster. We're going to be boosted up.
Who is we going to be boosted up?
I must be speaking French.
You must be speaking French. You must be.
I must be speaking French.
Nigga, French is full. Mm-hmm. But ouvre damn.
Ouvre la libre. A la part. Wrong. Yeah, I speak a little damn. French, too. I'm bilingual.
Sorry, y'all. My stocks, you know, they loud.
Come on, stock go up. We love our stocks.
Oh, another one. Another strand.
So y'all get ready for that. Y'all keep using these Ubers and keep getting these delivery services, doing all that to try to, you know.
How can New Orleans keep up, or places like New Orleans, like places that's been hit, how can they keep up with COVID, not having electricity, and another strand? God bless them.
God bless them. God bless them.
Another strand?
Another strand.
Dang, y'all. And I'm on hideout. I ain't even gonna lie. I'm on hideout from the world. I don't even let my own sisters and brothers come over. Like, that's how hideout I am. I just operate away from people because of my immune system. And my daughters. So just to think that my anxiety is going to be 10 times worse with another strand out.
K through 12
it is.
This shit ain't going to never stop.
I already told y'all that my kids was going online. Y'all knew when we started this a year ago that the kids were going online. Now it's really just official sealed deal. Ain't no turning back online. K-12 it is. And I done registered them and everything. Like, this is, I can't send my baby out there. And especially babies. Well, one of my babies just want to go. He's a little special. He's not thinking about a strand.
He's a Gen X.
He's in La La Land. It's just all about girls. But
I'm cool with that.
My other one. My other one is just very sickly, and I cannot. She hasn't been sick in so long.
She hasn't. She used to be sick so much
because of them school viruses and bacteria.
So nasty.
But now I see. I get it.
I get it too.
Every year when they would go back to school, they would be sick. It just,
especially during the winter months.
Oh my God! I don't want to spend 3 weeks at Cook's. Like, I'm good. I don't want to deal with that. So we got to do what we got to do to protect ours. So K-12 it is. And they flooded right now. Y'all, if you ain't already did your applications, damn. They taking forever.
Hire me. I help y'all out, you know, just to save these kids. Hire me. I do some
like, I know so many parents who wait and they hear back from them. And it's insane, like, how many people in Texas have applied for online school. It's insane, y'all. All because the school systems is playing with our children's lives. So we had to do what we had to do.
Exactly. We had to just do what we felt was best. We had to protect ourselves, you know, the best way.
And you know,
everybody,
when something don't
everybody
feel right.
Everybody need to be exposed.
Yeah.
You know, we're trying to just limit exposure. That's my job.
And
you
should be able to tell me if Susie got COVID in her class earlier today. And Susie's mom shouldn't have to make the decision whether or not she can keep her child at school or take her home. Like, that's an instant no for me.
Instant.
You got to be able to tell.
You already know I'm going to follow Sue because I used to hate to see her, you know, in the hospital, can't breathe, you know, struggling to breathe. That used to, you know, hurt me. So now I haven't even had to go through that because she's been at home. And, you know, we had to limit her exposures.
Yeah.
We've been limiting her exposures.
Mm-hmm.
And that's a small amount of words. You know,
and if you family, you understand, you get it, and you respect it. And if you don't understand and you don't get it and you don't respect it, then that's on you. Because I don't care. I could care less because it's all about keeping minds healthy and safe. Because that's my one job.
Yeah. And another thing, since we on this safety, and it's another part that's really important, we need to talk about it's September 1st in Texas. And it's a permitless carry time for all firearms. You can now carry around a firearm.
As long as you are 21 and up and available, have an available status to carry a firearm or purchase a firearm.
Right.
If you are not, and you know, y'all know who I'm talking about. Y'all know. If you're not allowed to carry a firearm, and you get caught with a firearm, same business as usual.
Right.
But people like us who are legal and we're able to carry firearms, whether you have your permit to carry or not, you can now. And that shit crazy.
It is. It's almost crazy to think about.
Because you know how many 21-year-olds are still children in their head?
Right.
They're not prepared for that. But like we told y'all, it's the motherfucking Wild Wild West.
Mm-hmm. That's the exact words, Wild Wild West. So we just want to bring the awareness so y'all stay safe.
Yeah.
That's why we bringing these things up. We want y'all to stay safe. We want y'all to be mindful.
Yeah.
We want y'all to mitigate, you know, all the problems that come mm-hmm. with this new law.
And every argument ain't worth it.
It's not.
Every encounter is not worth it.
Right. Right.
That they're still going to charge your black ass the same way. Stay exactly. safe, you know, move safely, think, be smarter.
Especially before you use that.
Yeah, be smart.
Before you use it, definitely.
Yeah, before you say, oh, I'm carrying because of this, know the law.
Or before you pull that trigger, you need to make sure you protect it when you pull that trigger. You know, you know the law, like she said, know the laws. Because it's only a few cases where you're going to be in the right.
That's all.
So make sure.
That's it. That's all.
Yep.
So still be smart about yourself. Please don't be stupid.
Right. Right. Be smart with your firearms and then everything will be okay.
Yeah.
You're going to be carrying them things like cell phones and beepers. So. You know what I mean? I got my beeper on me.
That's crazy.
You know what I'm saying? It's crazy, but it is what it is, you know?
Yeah.
And guess what? I'd rather be caught with it than caught without it.
Always.
That's just how I live, you know? It's just how I am. And I'm just happy that I can be caught with it, to be honest.
Especially how crazy these people are out here, y'all. These motherfuckers are crazy.
They are.
But tell them about, we have story time for y'all.
It's
story time. Mm-hmm. You ready for story time?
I am.
All right. Ready. So you got a nice little funny story about Texas drivers, and I want you to give it to the people.
And I'm going to have to give it to you straight. So we was moving about. You know, we was moving about. We was doing our normal things. We was working. We was being entrepreneurs. We were driving. Right? We were just driving. And some things changed, like, very abruptly. And it just didn't look right to me. So what happened was we were coming up on a four-way stop. And it was a four-lane. It was a four-lane just regular road. Two lanes going one way and two lanes going the other way. And I think the crossing road was just a two-lane, right? Mm-hmm. It was just a two-lane. It was just going and coming in each direction. Okay, so we were on the two lanes going both ways, and it was a truck right next to us. Like, I think if I remember, it was like a Dodge Ram, right? And in front of the Dodge Ram, it was some other vehicle. It was a sedan. It was a four-door sedan. And I was probably like on the driver corner panel, or truck bed, I should say, of that Dodge. And I'm looking, I'm driving, and I'm a very defensive driver. I drive defensively because when you live in Texas, you have to drive defensively. You know, I try to, you know, teach my kids that. My wife does the same thing, even though she drives like a bat out of hell sometimes. But it
I get there. I get
still
there.
Drives defensively. We practice defensive driving, and I'm driving, and I'm like, it was like a blue flash. It was a blue flash that came out, and we were on a solid green on the four road going in both directions. Solid, and it was so solid that the car going the opposite direction was at the light. He was trying to make a left. You know, you can't make a left on red, right?
A left on red?
Right. Remember, yeah. He was making a left.
Yeah.
He was making a left. It was so green.
Yeah.
It was so green that he had time to sit there, contemplate on going, and then he just went, right? Because we had that much time. And I'm talking about from the time he turned his truck, because he had like a Tundra. By the time he turned his truck, it was just a blue light, a blue flash. I'm talking about just came out of here and tore this car up. Tore it up. And I'm sitting here thinking, like, bro, back there where you coming from, it's nothing but houses and residential. And he had to be going about 50 miles an hour. 50 miles an hour. You know what I did? As soon as I seen that blue lights, I locked them babies up.
Yeah.
I locked the brakes up. I'm talking about, it was like we was doing a nosedive. Mm-hmm. And he came out, he hit the car in front of the white truck. I'm talking about he tore it up. He tore it up so bad that he hit that car. This car just was in the middle of the road, just spinning and going. It was spinning, but going backwards. Right.
Yeah.
And the reason, and then the car, the Dodge came and hit that car in the rear end, just tore it up. And me and my wife sat here and watched this truck turn into an accordion.
Yeah, it was, right? Like in slow motion.
Yeah, it just like a ripple, like, ugh. You know how like when you watch those crash dummy commercials?
Mm-hmm.
And they be like, ugh, in slow-mo. And that's how I kind of seen. And his simple ass, the go speed guy, just go through the red light, like a solid red. Like, that baby was so red. He came through. He hit her so hard that he came back across me in
like
the left lane, like a pinball.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm talking about, I lock these things up, and there's so much mayhem going on around us.
No lie.
and nothing hit our car.
God did it.
Except
God blocked it all.
Except like little debris. I'm talking about debris just hitting our car, but no damage at all. Zero damage, but I'm talking about so much mayhem went around us. And if I didn't lock him up when I did, we would have been, that probably would have been us, you know? Mm-hmm. Or he, when he bounced back across and came back the other, the way he came from.
He would have threw us into oncoming traffic.
He would have hit us. He would have hit us and threw us, put us in oncoming traffic. He was too fast, though. He was like a, he was like Sonic.
Mm-hmm.
And I love Sonic. So some, he looked like Sonic coming across the street.
Like a blue streak.
Yeah. And we come to find out, it was a female in that car, and she was 5 months pregnant.
The car he hit,
which was the sedan, mm-hmm. the one that was spinning him in the street. It was a female in there. She was 5 months pregnant, and that just like really, you know, that threw me off right there. Because I'm like, how can you be so careless?
Yeah.
How can you be so careless? And then this fool gets out the car. Right? Stands up out the car and says, I can't feel my legs.
Standing up.
And then the person, I guess, who was with him came out the car and like, lay down.
They got so dramatic.
Lay down. And he just laid down and he looked like he was finished. You know? He almost looked decapitated over there. But just a second ago, you was standing up. And for some reason, they think that he ain't had no shirt and no socks on.
Yeah, I don't know why.
I'm like, yo, what the is going on in Texas? What's going on with these Texas drivers?
Like, what was you on? What was you doing? What was you thinking? The way he came peeling through that intersection, I knew that wasn't right. Not if we're going, we have a green light. It's just kind of impossible. Like, unless somebody up at the traffic place is, you know, sleep on the job.
Yeah.
It's no way.
He scared me.
We both had green lights.
No way. No.
No way.
His light was red, like beet red. It was red.
Thank God that nothing was behind us. Nothing was behind us. Nothing was on the left side of us. Like, we had ample space to.
We didn't have no space. I'm talking about.
No, behind us. Space.
Oh, we had nobody was behind us.
Yeah, and so
by the grace of God, because as soon as I locked him up, that's the second thing I looked at, because I looked when I locked him up, I looked at Tiff. Tiff head was going down.
I was in Tiff shock. Was going I was down, looking like,
and then
whoa.
I looked up in the rear view to see if somebody was going to smack into the back of us. And TJ is back there, and he is in oblivious land.
Yeah.
He is oblivious to the situation.
Always.
And Raji said, this is her exact words. She said, all I heard you say, Daddy, was shit. That was her exact words. And then what made me so proud, right, is Tiff like, nigga, that's how you drive. That's how you drive. When usually she be coming at me because I be driving slow sometimes, you know? I be on cruise.
And she do. He drive too slow for me, y'all.
But I be being defensive sometimes, you know?
But that's my fault because I drive Scat Pack, but y'all.
You be having our heads rocking.
Y'all, he drove. That was some excellent driving. I was so proud of his driving.
I had to do that so many times.
But that was just amazing work. And we was in. We had a whole investment with us.
Yeah,
like we was doing money moves, like that was really important. That
it was definitely. It would have changed us.
Got from point A to point B.
Yes,
because we would have missed out on so much money that weekend.
Yeah.
Like, oh my God, y'all don't even understand.
How
like,
God blessed us and put us in a bubble while mayhem was happening. You ever? It's like that commercial.
It was like the commercial,
the mayhem commercial. Where what's the dude?
State Farm.
State Farm mayhem guy. I'm like. Wow. Like, what was this dude thinking? What was he thinking? Where was your head at?
I don't even.
You had to be sleep. You had to be high. You had to be drunk.
I was in shock, y'all.
But that was my Texas driving story.
They can't drive out here. They can't drive out here.
I bet you put like a camera in front of your car and you film your driving experience every day as a Texan. That'll probably go viral.
Mm-hmm. Oh, like, mine's couldn't because I'm cussing everybody and their mama out.
Nah, they're going to be like, dang, she got road rage.
It's like, because they can't drive.
Like, roll rage.
If they drove like Philadelphians or New Orleans people, then you know, up north we drive. You drive aggressive. Mm-hmm. You get from point A to point B, and you get out of the way. It's road common decencies that you abide
if
by. I'm, like
if
it's common courtesy.
Slow,
yeah,
get in the right lane.
You do things, but out here,
they're driving slow. In the
you left. Be in your pickup on the highway in the left lane. Everybody doing 70 plus, you want to jump in our lane in front of us, and now you doing 50, and everybody was doing 70 plus. No one's in that right lane. Now I got to go around you to get back to the speed that I was doing. It's just too much. It's not smart. If you're going to drive slow, move over. Get in the right lane. Like, get the fuck out of my way. Like,
one day I'm going to record Tiff driving. And y'all gonna see what we gotta go through. I'm talking about it's just rage. It's rage and anger.
It don't even be that bad.
She be like cussing everybody. I'm like, Tiff, you know they can't hear you, right? They really can't hear you. But you don't tell her that because she really feel like they can hear her. Like they gonna drive any better. They gonna still suck.
They do. They really can't drive.
Oh man, I'm so happy, guys. I'm so happy that I can sit here and talk to you guys. There's so much to talk about.
Mm-hmm.
It's so much to talk about and so little time to talk about it.
So yeah.
We gotta cherish these moments that we spend with y'all. You know?
But
it's time to get gone.
Yeah, I gotta get back to homework.
Gotta get back to school. I gotta get back to slumber. No, I'm just playing. I got to get back to work, too. I'm about to get to work as soon as, you know what I mean, I move on. My next task is work. So, look, hotter out. We out.
Bye, guys.
What up?